Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. It's that time of year again when fans of Santa are excited for his arrival in just days, and many celebrate a tradition of a visiting elf in their homes. This odd tradition is something of a mystery for officials at the North Pole because there is no department actually involved in something called Elf on the Shelf. Every year, it seems, with increasing regularity, we get questions about them. Here to take this question head-on is our answer man, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, do you have an elf on the shelf?
Frank, no elf I know would ever be caught dead or alive on the shelf, especially at this time of the year.
Are you saying this elf on the shelf thing is bogus?
No, I'm saying I don't know of any elves who actually claim to be one, Frank.
Crash, there are reality for millions of people, so why does the official North Pole shy away from addressing this issue, Crash?
Because Santa Claus operates by a set of standards, and because elves are ruled by the elf code, we take an oath to uphold that code. And apparently, these elf-on-the-shelf guys don't always do that.
What do we do about this, Crash?
Well, we don't do anything about it other than to tell the truth, Frank. No elf in their right mind can live the code and then show up at someone's house. The only time an elf enters a home is under the express direction of Santa. But anyone, even some sneaky little dude in a weird costume, can claim that Santa sent them, and there's nothing Santa or you or I can do about it. So we ask people to test the validity of the elf they think is visiting their home.
How do they do that?
Well, a real elf will have a license, Frank. They also will tell you what the elf code is, and frankly, whatever handiwork a visiting elf does in a home will prove whether or not they even know what the code is.
What kinds of things are these visiting elves doing in homes of those who have them?
Crazy stuff, Frank. They do everything from pooping French fries to making messes on toilets and spreading things like flour and sugar everywhere. Those aren't elves. Those are delinquents, Frank.
Okay, Crash, thanks for that feedback. Folks, if you have an elf visiting your shelf, ask questions. Ask lots of questions. From the North Pole, where there is no elf on the shelf for any elf I know, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.